Genre: fiction. Fiction often has characters and events that seem real. As you read, try to picture this story taking place where you live, with people you know. Question of the week: how can we learn to appreciate the talents of others? The Queen of Pepper Road High, written by Nick Campbell, illustrated by Mario Garza. I can't believe it! Crash! Just cannot, blam! Believe it! Wallop! She's unbelievable! Giving up on his homework, Rob followed the sound of carnage out to the back garden. 3 years ago, when his sister Sheena developed a craze for netball, their parents had put up a hoop on the wall of the house. It was still her favorite place to be, honing her skills or working off frustration. "Who's unbelievable?" asked Rob, as he watched his sister slamming the ball into the hoop. She paused for a moment, then pivoted away. "You wouldn't get it." "I'm willing to try, for some quiet. I've got essays to write." Sheena sighed. "Mrs. Hadley. She put me on the team, finally." "Whoa! You're playing for Pepper Road High? Congratulations!" He scratched his head. "Wait, that's good, isn't it?" "I just found out I'm playing my first match next week," said Sheena. "Against Camberwell girls." She spun the ball on her finger like a master. "They've been undefeated all year." Rob grinned. "Nobody's unbeatable. You get to prove that, right?" "Wrong," she told him. "Mrs. Hadley made me the goalkeeper." Rob shrugged. "That's what you can't believe?" "But I'm not a goalkeeper. I'm a goal scorer," she exclaimed, chucking the ball over her shoulder. It thudded through the hoop. "I knew you wouldn't get it. This isn't basketball. Only two people get to shoot the ball into the net. Goal attack and goal shooter." "So maybe you'll be goal attack next time." "You wouldn't say that if I told you who's playing goal attack," she said with a sigh. Rob thought for a moment. Could it be Janice Jones? Crash, Janice, blam, Jones, wallop, Queen of Pepper Road. Makes sense. She wins every medal at school. Forget Camberwell girls. She's the one who's undefeatable, said Rob, and he ducked just in time to avoid the ball hitting him. Hey, that's not how a sportswoman behaves. He shot his sister a playful smile, but Sheena didn't find it funny. She scowled. Neither is the phys ed teacher playing favorites. She must have her reasons. Trust her, said Rob. Meanwhile, want me to play goal attack for 10 minutes? Sounds like you need practice defending. Thanks, Sheena replied, finally smiling. But your strength's in English. You'd better go get that essay done. A week later, Rob and his mates found their seats at the side of the school netball court to watch the big game. They gave Sheena a wave, but she just nodded back. As the teams assembled on court, she was staying focused. Janice Jones passed her, and Sheena briefly stared at the GA printed on the back of her jersey. She felt a spark of resentment flare inside her, but let it fizzle out. After all, the game was bigger than just one person. This was a game of strategy and quick thinking as much as energy and pace. For example, right now, all eyes were on the referee as she flipped a coin. It glinted in a moment of silence, then fell to the floor. Heads. Advantage to Camberwell, as if they needed it. The Camberwell center passed to their goal attack, and the ball seemed to fly of its own accord to the wing defense and back to goal attack. Sheena felt all attention on her, like a hot spotlight. She should be an attacker, not a defender. Her angry thoughts slowed her actions. Before she knew what was happening, the ball was soaring up and into the net behind her. Play returned to the center for Camberwell, who passed the ball immediately, but Janice intercepted it. There was a skirmish, but it didn't take long for the Queen of Pepper Road to equalize. The crowd chanted, "Janice! Janice!" And the girl grinned, as though her team had already won. Sheena forced herself to look pleased. There were hot spotlights on all 7 players, and she had to stay cool in their glare. She had to concentrate. As the game unfolded, she watched Camberwell's wing defense and goal attack, and how they worked together. She marveled at them, but she wondered, did they have a weakness? Pepper Rhodes' wing attack fed the ball to Janice, who shot for the net and missed. The ball glanced off the hoop's rim, and 3 players leaped for it as one. Pepper Rhodes' goal shoot got it. She only had 3 seconds to decide. Go for the goal or pass back to Janice? She passed. Camberwell's goal defense intercepted. Then something shocking happened. Janice Jones, queen of Pepper Road, grabbed the blue jersey of Camberwell's goal defense. Everyone looked shocked, not least Janice. But the ref's whistle had sounded. Janice had fouled an opposition player. Silence fell on the court. Camberwell's goal defense had a penalty pass. The girl had seconds to decide where to send it. Sheena's eyes clicked back and forth between her teammates to see where they would go. They looked miserable. If Janice Jones could mess up, what chance did they have? It was as if the end of the match had been written. In the last second before the goal defense let go of the ball, Sheena guessed which way it would travel down the court. It came even quicker than she expected, since the Pepper Road team were moving more slowly than usual. Here came wing defense and goal attack, almost moving like they had the same mind. Well, she thought, think again, and she intercepted the ball as it headed for the goal. She heard the cheer from the crowd, but she didn't stop concentrating. She sent the ball to wing defense, who looked surprised to receive it. The teams battled again, but she noticed that nobody passed to Janice, as though she had left the team. The ball soon flew towards Sheena's goal again, but she swatted it away. It wove in a tangled trajectory for a while between players. Then Sheena intercepted it with a 2-step that took the opposition by surprise. "Janice!" she yelled, passing the ball straight to her wing defense. "Get it to Janice!" Camberwell were baffled. They had no idea who Janice was, and, ever since the team had stopped passing to her, they'd been ignoring the goal attack. To Sheena's relief, her Pepper Road teammates rallied and delivered the ball to Janice. She was in the perfect place to score and didn't even have to try. Kerblam! Pepper Road was a goal ahead. The atmosphere changed. Janice had redeemed herself in the eyes of the team, and the mood of the players was up. They could do this. Now the game improved. It didn't exactly become easier. It was more that the Pepper Road team was stronger. Camberwell girls had a brilliant team, but half their energy came from the confidence of being unbeatable. Once Pepper Road had gained some of that confidence, Camberwell was better matched. In the very last minute, the ball rebounded off the rim of the net. Pepper Road's goal attack caught it and sent it straight back through. A massive cheer went up from the Pepper Road supporters. They had won! Sheena felt like the burn of the spotlight had turned to the energizing rays of the sun. She shared in a giant huddle in the middle of the court. It seemed everyone felt the same. Janice high-fived her. "You were amazing," she said. "They kept coming at you, and you ran rings around them." "It was just strategy," said Sheena. "You scored the goals." "You both did Pepper Road proud," said a voice. It was Mrs. Hadley, grinning with pride. "I'm glad to hear you talking about strategy, Sheena. I worried I'd made a mistake by not making you one of the attackers." Sheena's jaw dropped. "Really?" she said. "But I knew you had other skills besides a slam dunk," continued her teacher, "like keeping a cool head under pressure." Sheena blushed. As her teammates left to shake hands with the Camberwell girls' team, Sheena stayed to say something to Mrs. Hadley. "I thought you'd made a mistake too," she said. "But it sounds like you knew better from the start." Well, I am supposed to know all your skills, said Mrs. Hadley. I never know if I'm right until the game starts, though. I couldn't predict that Janice would let the game go to her head like she did. But it's because of her passion that she's a great goal attack, defended Sheena. You helped the team in more ways than one when you got her involved again, said Mrs. Hadley. In some ways, the team players all owe you thanks. Perhaps you can tell us more of your strategies, but for now, just enjoy your win. She walked away. Rob came onto the court, grinning. Not a bad start, little sister. We were lucky, said Sheena. But if we get to know each other's strengths, like the players on the Camberwell team do, we'll be unbeatable. So, said Rob, did Mrs. Hadley agree for you to play goal attack next time? After that game? You think that's what I want? Sheena laughed. I don't believe it. Rob watched Sheena run to join her teammates. He was speechless. Unbelievable, he thought. She's unbelievable.